It's time for Money Trends on Scoot on the Air here on WFUL. Paul Myers is the Vice President and North Shore Market President for Metairie Bank. He joins us on WFUL. Hey, Paul, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Scoot. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'd love to talk to you about just the rising price of having fun during Mardi Gras. I mean, it's not. Look, I'm so fortunate because in the parade last weekend, Crew of Mad Hatters, man, they had my float with Amanda Shaw just stocked with stuff. But a lot of people are spending a lot of money to have fun and to make sure that everybody else has fun.
They are. And before I get to that, the one thing, probably the most controversial thing I've heard you say was the fact that you can only eat two pieces of king cake in a 24-hour period.
No.
I don't think a king cake lasts 2 hours at my house with my two teenage children. So,
well, I understand that. No, I mean, you can't consume. I couldn't consume a whole king cake in 2 days. I mean, I could eat two pieces in 2 days, but yeah. But see, at your house, it's going to be a feeding frenzy.
Absolutely. But to your point with respect to the cost of inflation and how inflation has impacted so many aspects of Mardi Gras this year, with respect to obviously we've seen the supply chain issues that have gone across the board, you know, bringing in the beads in container loads from China and everywhere else. I want to say they're up somewhere between 10% and 15%. Just this year alone, bringing in the container somewhere between, I think last year and the year before, they were somewhere between 15,000 and 16,000, where now they're pushing $20,000 per container. So as those come in, those prices have to be passed on to the consumer just in order to maintain normal profitability.
Well, Paul, you know, this time of year, this is so important to all of us. And you know, when I was in Newport Beach with my family a couple of months ago, I saw the backup of the ships waiting to dock at Long Beach in California, the West Coast. And I wonder if there's priority to the ships coming in. For example, like there might be a container ship filled with medical supplies, but there might be somebody saying, okay, look, we got to get that ship in from China with all those beads because New Orleans needs them. They might be clearing the way.
I'll be honest with you.
Get out of the way. Get the beads in here.
Well, you know, I don't know what the priority is. I would assume that some of it has to do with an order of the time from shipping, just to ensure that the inventory and the merchandise on those ships doesn't get stale. But also to your point, I think there's real validity into the determining what the cargo is and if it's timely. But I'll tell you, I was in a sporting goods store yesterday, a local sporting goods store in Metairie, and they have to make orders a year and almost 12 months in advance. Mm. And half the time they're not even getting half of that order. So, you know, there's a lot of things that it's just from the standpoint of labor, getting people in and to be able to do the work, as well as just shipping and delay issues coming from primarily Europe and China, but not so much in domestically when we have manufacturing going on domestically.
Paul, since this is a credible moment in our show every week, I want to ask you, you know, a couple of legitimate questions. So do you think inflation happened in a large part? Inflation happened because of COVID and supply chain stuff, and that enhanced the whole inflationary rate. Now, if it had not been for that, would inflation have happened anyway, with the understanding that our economy is so cyclical? Would it have happened anyway?
You know, it's possible, but the reality is, if you're looking at the fact that inflation is at 7.5%, that's a 40-year high. You know, there have been a lot of changes associated with the Federal Reserve and other mechanisms to keep inflation in check that are drastically different from what I think a lot of people affectionately refer to as like the Jimmy Carter, early Ronald Reagan days, where, you could get a CD at 14-15% at a bank, but you were also paying 18-19% on your home mortgage.
Right, right.
You know, so it's just there are a lot of things that have been put in place to try and keep those in check so that the economy does have a little bit more of stability to it. And you know, as rates can – look, rates have been low for a long time, and we've kind of gotten a little drunk on the low rates. But we are going to have to raise those rates. And I think, you know, the talking heads are saying that potentially you could have a scenario where in early March, the Federal Reserve raises Wall Street Journal Prime by 50 basis points. So, you're looking at those rates potentially changing soon.
And
try and get inflation in check.
And with inflation, Mardi Gras is going to cost a little more for those who are going to parades because it's going to cost more to drive there because the price of gas is up.
Yeah, yeah. And look, there's kind of a fundamental thing. Look, I come from a multi-generational oil and gas family, primarily from North Louisiana and those areas. But one of the things that you talk about when we talk about oil and gas, and I know we're making a migration towards electronic vehicles and other things, and what we would call solar and wind and other clean energies. But so much of the economic engine in Louisiana is still based upon the oil and gas industry.
Right, right.
So, you know, as oil and gas, as the cost of oil and gas goes up, it does allow for more exploration. It does allow for more employment that would then support a lot of local and small economies in municipalities around the state of Louisiana. So it's a little bit of a challenge when people complain from the standpoint of the dollar price of oil when it does tend to boost the economy in the state of Louisiana. And it's not a direct, but it does have some economic impact for the good.
All right, Paul, talk for a moment about when we talk about the economic impact of Mardi Gras and people in Metairie, like Saturday night, the crowds were huge in Metairie. I know uptown and downtown, everywhere there have been parades because of the hiatus last year. Crowds have been enthusiastic and they've been massive. It has an economic impact on every area. But how does the average citizen feel that economic impact that we talk about?
Well, so there's a lot of different ways that you can look at it. You can look at the direct impact where it's all of the parade goers are going to frequent the local small businesses all around the parade route. They're going to go and have and eat and do things out in the community at a much higher volume, not to mention all of the tourists that come in that didn't support the local. You also have the indirect impact as the all of the employees from those businesses and all of the vendors that support those businesses. So it's huge. I mean, I think the estimate, depending upon what multiplier you put on the economic impact, you're looking at somewhere in the neighborhood of potentially $1 billion economic impact for the New Orleans region.
Well, it's amazing. Paul, when we get past Mardi Gras, let's spend some time on money trends here on WWL to talk about the impact of the French Quarter Fest and Jazz Fest, which also are back this year, and a lot of anticipation for those two events.
Well, and look, real quick, the one thing that you're exactly right. You got Final Four coming in early April. You've got Jazz Fest. It's at the end of April and May. You've got French Quarter Fest. And one of the things that I think that we have to do as a region, as our elected officials, as all of our phenomenal economic development people like Michael Heck, GNO Inc., et cetera, you know, are we taking full advantage of all of this opportunity to really showcase our region to try and attract businesses in? Because you talk about inflation. I read an article last week where inflation in the South is actually higher than certain areas. It because people are migrating to the South into smaller cities, into smaller markets. So, you know, we have the ability, as people are starting to focus away from the large metropolitan areas and want to go into more rural areas or either smaller markets like a New Orleans market in our region, are we taking advantage of marketing ourselves to these business owners that come in for the Super Bowl and the Final Four,
right,
and they want to
right.
spend Mardi Gras with family? You know, are we taking full advantage of all of that extra marketing to showcase what we have to offer?
Well, let's hope we are. This has been Money Trends on the Scoot on the Air show here on WWL. Paul Myers is Vice President and North Market President for Metairie Bank. Thank you for being with us, Paul. We'll talk to you next week.